Blog Talk Radio. some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, happy Easter and happy Resurrection Day to everyone. I hope you all enjoy your family and friends. I must say, I had to rush from a Seder meal to be here on the air with you. And it's the second time that I experience a delicious Seder meal put on by the Masinko family. So I just want to send congratulations out to Captain Chef George Masinko for a delicious, delicious, delicious Seder meal. And I'll be back to finish my Seder meal with my dessert. So I just want to thank them for including me into their family. And this is the second year that I had gone there for this delicious meal with them. And I hope that they will call into this Resurrection Day conversation so that we can speak about what it means and what's the significance of that meal. I just decided that seeing that today's Easter, I know most guests would want to spend it with their family, but I didn't want to just leave you hanging. So I want to let you know that the number to call is 646-915-8166. And I just want us to be engaged into a dialogue around Resurrection Day. And for those of us who know him as Lord and Savior, we can say, he's risen, he's risen. Hallelujah, he's risen. Yes, he is risen indeed. And I must tell you, I'm wearing my fire red today because I am so excited that he's risen. And not just that he's risen, he is alive in my life. You know, Christ has done so much for me. He sent his son to the cross to die for me. And the third day he rose again. So I am happy that he is risen. Yes, he's risen indeed. So call me, 646-915-8166, and let me know what does Resurrection Day means for you. So in the meantime, let's play some joyful music celebrating that Christ is risen today.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, it is indeed a happy day because he is risen. He is risen indeed. I want to welcome guest 9600 to the chat room, and I hope you'll call in 646-915-8166 and let me know what it means to you today, Resurrection Day. You know, I remember growing up in Jamaica, and the week of Lent, we would always tend to stay away from flesh, from meat. We would be eating a lot of fish, and it's amazing that different cultures does different things. On Good Friday, in my family and in most of the Jamaican homes, which is Good Friday when Christ was crucified, no cooking would be done until after midday. Even the butchers that butcher on Friday to go to Saturday market, they would butcher after 12 noon. And nothing, no fire would be made, no cooking would be done. And I just want you to tell me when you call. I want to welcome guest 9711 to the chat room. Let me know that you can hear me. And I also want you to tell me what significance resurrection means to you. What does this day mean for you? And I remember, like in Jamaica, this is the time when we eat a lot of bun and cheese, you know. Everybody's making bun. It is one of the biggest selling season of the year. And even for those of us who are living in this country now, I remember some years back when I made bun and then I sold it. Bun is a kind of sweet bread with eggs and raisins and cherries and nuts. And it is sweet and it is heavy, and you eat it with cheddar cheese. So it's a big bun and cheese season. But the most important thing for me is to know that I don't have to concentrate on religion. I don't have to be a different way at Easter time than the rest of the year. I know that Jesus sent his son to die for me. And because of those stripes that he endured on my behalf, I don't have to worry. Even when I'm sick or devastating things happen in my life, I know that by his grace, I will overcome these things. I know that through his grace and the sacrifices that he has made for me, that even when I need healing and cure, I can continue to walk in my healing, continue to walk until I manifest my cure. So this Resurrection Day for me is very, very, very important. By his stripes we are healed. And by those stripes, we know that we do not have to settle for the things that the enemy throws in our face. And we don't have to feel guilty about the wrongs that we have made. I tell you something. I just want to, you know, just reflect on the message brought forth today at my church by Senior Pastor Frank Santora. He's doing a new series on baggages. And at the conclusion of today's message, the drama portion of it was from over the entire congregation. People went to the cross with their different luggages, and they laid them there. And I was thinking, how powerful is this? Because we all have baggages. We all have luggages. Some of us, our baggages and our luggages are heavier than others. Some of them bring shame on us. But we have to know, because Christ died for us on Friday, remember that it was God's only Son he sent to the cross, that we can let those baggage go. And we can live victorious, knowing that he is risen today. Indeed, yes, he is. He is risen. And because of that reason, we have so much to rejoice for. So, why don't you call in and let me know, what does Resurrection Day mean for you? I'm so excited that through his grace, I have found spirituality. I know that I am his. He is mine. And each day I know that it is through his grace. And I didn't have to do anything to earn his grace. I didn't have to be good. All I had to do was to accept him as my Lord and my Savior, and to know that he is mine. We have a caller, and we're going to go to the caller. Caller, your last four digits are 9988. You're on the air live. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Daphne. It's Alicia.
Hello, Alicia. How are you, my sister?
Good. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. What does resurrection mean for you? When you hear that, you know, would you tell us what it means to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been thinking about that question, especially today being Easter, and it's powerful. What it means to me is that I've been made new.
Amen.
Just as Jesus was made new.
Yes, yes.
And he was born, reborn in a new state.
Yes.
We can be reborn in a new state as we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
And though he died a brutal death on our behalf, his Father, God, allowed him to live again, and he allows us to live again. He allows our old selves to die. And he allows us, if we choose to embrace Jesus, to live again. And I think that message is powerful. And I've been listening to this song for the past few days, and there's a chorus in the song that says, "Be free." And
of course,
we can be free.
If we choose to be.
If we choose to be. And that's a powerful statement, because at that point it becomes a choice.
You know, and you know what I like about all of this, Alicia, is that I don't have to do anything to deserve the freedom that he's offering me. From the day that I accept him as my Lord and Savior, and to just embrace the fact that he took those 21 stripes on his back for me.
Right.
Look at me. I'm nothing special. Yet he did that for me. And I can sit here today and we can say, hallelujah, he's risen. Indeed, yes, he is.
Amen.
And you know something? And I tell people, it's not about religion. It's here for all of us.
Right.
But we need to be willing to say, yes, I want to accept it. And you know what? He's not judgmental. It doesn't matter where we have been and what we have done. When we make the decision to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, we go to him and he has his arms outstretched. And he doesn't point his fingers at us and say, well, I told you so, you did this, you did that.
Right.
He said, come home, my child.
Right.
It's like last Sunday, we had an amazing production at our church, the Easter production, and the theme song in their sense, it was written by Manny, which is an awesome piece of music. If I only had a dime, you know, for every time, the different things we do. But then when the second soloist came on, this song was done in a duet. And when the second singer came on, and she was singing from God's perspective. What if I had a dime for all the times I've brought you home? I've done this for you. Who would be the millionaire?
Wow.
Because we always tend to think that God owes up so much, and we don't take the time to say how much he owes us.
Right.
That is powerful. I have to tell Manny, I don't know if he's listening, but my brother, I have been tweeting that song. I've been playing it 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. And I can't wait until we have it in the CD so that we can play that. I want to welcome guest 9711 to the room. I want to welcome guest 10021 to the room. The number to call is 646-9158-166. And just call us in and let us know what resurrection means for you. You can continue, Alicia.
Before I go, I just wanted to say something. You just mentioned that, you know, you said that you were nothing special, but God thinks you are special, and God thinks all of us are special. And the reason why he does is because he sent Jesus to die for us. And we may, our ego may want to trip us up and lie to us into believing that we're not special, but we are.
When I said I'm not special, in the sense that I didn't have to clean up all my stuff before coming to him.
I
just came as filthy as I was.
Right.
And he still embraced me.
Right.
So if you are listening to the archive or if you're listening live, don't sit around, wait to get your act together and to clean it up. It is just not necessary. It is a come as you are. Mm. Come as you are, because he is waiting.
And he accepts us all.
Yes, he accepts us all.
And that's
regardless.
What grace is. And I've been trying to understand and embrace, not to overthink grace, but just to kind of move my way through it. And that's acceptance.
Yes.
Just accepting that he loves me that much.
That's right.
And if
that's
I have faith and I embrace that, that's what grace is. And I think that's the sweetness of the relationship that you say that we can have with him. Is that
and,
your love and acceptance.
Yeah. We sit around and we say, oh, no, I'm not deserving. You know, I've done this, I've done that. And we are so cruel to ourselves. When he has already forgiven us and he loves us unconditionally,
yes,
it doesn't matter. You know, he doesn't keep scores of the things we have done.
No, he doesn't.
Once we accept him by his blood, we are white as snow, pure. So we need, as people, we need to stop keeping tab of the things we have done and where we are. Yes, even after we accept him, we make mistakes. But we go and we ask for forgiveness, and he loves us.
Right.
Just the same. Just the same.
And that's
just
the freedom that we can have through him.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I keep playing that song. It's freedom. Be free, he asks us.
Be free.
Be free. Yes,
be free. Because he has unlocked the chains.
Mm.
And we tend, he has tossed the lock and the key in the deepest part of the sea. And even the non-swimmers are trying to dive to find it. There are no chains on us anymore, and we just need to set ourselves free.
Yes.
Be free.
Yes, be free. It's awesome.
Be free. And what better day to be having this conversation done today when he's risen?
That's right.
He's risen. Yes, he is. That stone is rolled away. He's free and we are free, and we need to begin just to embrace that. Just to embrace that. So, I want to thank you for calling in, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome.
Do you have a closing thought?
No, just to keep, it's a process.
Yes.
but just keep developing that relationship, spending the time, making the time, and experiencing that freedom to a deeper level. Every day is its own day.
Yes.
But the relationship is still there, and he still wants to spend time with all of us. He wants me to spend time with him, and
right.
I think that's the sweetness that I really appreciate. Right.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank
and
you.
And just to share today, and I'm so excited. I'm just so excited about the things that God is doing in our lives.
Yes.
So just, I hope you will continue to listen. I just want to thank you again, Alicia.
Thanks, and thanks for asking the question.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Caller, your last four digits are 5403. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? You're on the air live.
Hey there, Daphne. It's Lynn Bricker from New Milford.
Hello, Lynn. How are you, my sister?
Good. How are you, Daphne?
Wonderful. He's risen. He's risen.
He is risen.
Thank
what a
God.
Wonderful day to celebrate his resurrection and just be reminded of the price that he paid for us.
Yes, yes, yes. And when you hear the question, Lynn, about Resurrection Day, what does it mean for you?
Well, what it means, Daphne, is it reminds us, you know, just of the price that he paid for us, but it wasn't just a one-day event.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we are to go forward with. It's a power, that same power that raised Christ from the dead dwells in us, and that power that dwells in us is for a purpose. It's just not for our own selves.
That's
it's
right.
for us to be ministers. It's for us to go forward with his kingdom business.
Mm-hmm.
It's a power that was given to us by him. He paid the price for it, and he didn't do that in vain. He did that.
That's right.
He paid that price for us on purpose so that we would pick up that power and run with it, that we will go forward and pray for those that need prayer and be about what is on our God's heart.
Lynn, you know, I know that you're a prayer warrior, you're an intercessory prayer. You have been on this walk for a long, long time. What, in your estimation, has been holding a lot of us back from going about kingdom business as the Father requests us to do?
Well, I think a lot of things get in our way.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, you know, our pastor was preaching this morning, we carry a lot of baggage.
Baggage, yes.
A lot of baggage, and that baggage does slow us up. That baggage does get in our way. That baggage tells us we're not really walking with that authority.
Mm-hmm.
That baggage tells us that we are not worthy, or we're not who we think. You know, God may speak to us part of our destiny and part of that power, but we put it on the back burner, and we say some of us say to ourselves that, well, that's for a future. I'm not there yet. I'm not worthy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And God never intended that. He loves us. He forgives us, you know. Once we repent and the Holy Spirit quickens us for those things that we need to repent of, and once we repent, it's done. It's
Amen.
Behind us. It's forgiven.
Amen.
And then we are that new creature that God really
Amen.
Does want to deposit this God-given power to us.
Yes.
To be his vessels on this world and to go forward in that kingdom business, that we can just move and be about, be his hands, be his voice, be his heart here, you know, be that person that really walks in those ordered steps of the Lord. He's the one that sets us up. He's the one that gives us those divine encounters to minister to someone, to be his heart, to be just the hug or the smile that someone needed in the grocery store.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. You know, and I know we have all been there. I've had two encounters. I remember there was a healing service at our church one night, and I don't remember why I was still standing up at the front.
Mm.
And a lady came to me and asked me to pray for her. And I quickly said to her, I'm not one of the prior ministers. And she said, God sent me to you to pray for me. And I just checked myself real quick, and I did that.
Yes.
And again, last Sunday, while I was doing another segment of my show, I had a vocalist on who had a near-death experience, and she came back singing more powerful than she sang before she went into the coma. Mm. And as I was listening to her story, Lynn, the Holy Spirit told me to let Bethany know that she's not singing alone. Since she got out of that coma, the angels were singing with her.
Right.
And I kept my mouth shut when the Holy Spirit told me. And the Holy Spirit told me a second time, and I said, girl, you better say something.
Right.
So I opened my mouth, and I mentioned to the lady what the Holy Spirit had said. And she said, I know, because every time I sing, I feel it.
Right, and why did that happen, Daphne? Because you dared to believe God for his word.
Amen.
You dared to just step out and say, God, I believe what you told me. I believe you will show up. I believe you want to use me. It's not by my power. It's not by my strength. It's by your spirit. Mm-hmm. And you just dared to believe God at his word. That's all it takes. It just takes that stepping forward and just saying, God, you be the voice here, Father. You give me the words. Mm-hmm. Yes, it takes time in the background to prepare yourself in the Word of God and, mm-hmm. and know scriptures and know his promises mm-hmm. so that you stay true to the course that he has for you. But it really is so simple just once you have those truths in you and they're deep in your spirit, just trust the Lord that he will use you. And you know what? The right word will come out at the right time for the right person. How many times have you ministered or I ministered to someone where they're just in awe of something that you said? And it's like, oh, my gosh, Lord, where did that come from? It was the Holy Spirit.
I didn't say that. And you're thinking, did that just come out of my mouth?
Exactly.
And, you know, as you say, we don't have to sit around to wait to be ready.
That's right.
You don't have to be fully trained because you are doing it in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And there is no more powerful name than that name. So if all you do is turn up in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
And you call up, it will be done.
That's
and
right.
It will knock your socks off every time.
It will. And it just takes that one step forward. God will take you where you are. You know,
right.
He's not just going to overwhelm you the first step. Mm-hmm. God's going to meet you right where you're at and take you further. He's going to take you by the hand. Mm-hmm. He's going to set and then he's going to be just picture the Lord just so and happy and mm-hmm. and even weeping happy that his daughter or his son dared to step out and dared to just trust him,
That's right.
And he takes us further, you know, mm-hmm. he just takes that one step at a time, but mm-hmm. but you know, once we do take those steps, and at first they are baby steps.
Exactly.
Once we do take those steps, he takes us further, mm-hmm. and then we start making those bigger steps. And
That's
then
right.
we start leaping, and then mm-hmm. we start running,
That's
and
right.
and you know, but it's so easy. It's not a difficult map or master mm-hmm. plan that he says, okay, here's my master plan. Mm-hmm. Now you figure it out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way. It's like, okay, he hands us the one little piece, and it tells us, okay, you put this piece there,
mm-hmm.
And then he moves on and gives us the next piece. He doesn't overwhelm us,
and he gives
us the next piece because I trust you, my daughter. I trust you, my son, because you were faithful with that first piece.
That's right. You know, and people get that first piece, and they sit around waiting on God. And I say, you're not going to get the second piece until you use that first piece.
That's right.
Because he wants to see how much he can trust us with.
That's right.
You know,
how much
can I trust you with? It's like the three that got their talents, and what one hid the talent, the other went out and used it. So if he give us that one piece,
that's right.
We sit down and we cover it up, we lock it up in the safe deposit box, waiting. And
that's
those
right.
are the reasons why many exit this universe without their music being played, their songs being sung, their buildings not being built or being architected, because
right.
they did not step out in faith. You got to step out.
That's right.
It's like, for me, Lynn, it's like I'm standing at the edge of the precipice.
Right.
And
that's
I
right.
know that I'm going to step off. I know that I'm not going to fracture any bones or anything, because the
mm-hmm.
minute I step out, there is a safety net out there for me.
That's right.
So I'm not going to look behind me. I'm not going to look to the back. I'm not going to look to the left or
That's
the right.
right.
I'm
That's
just
right.
stepping out. And what I have found out, lots of times when I step out, I didn't fall. It
That's
was
right.
like the wings of eagles. I began to soar.
Right.
And I kept saying to myself, what if I did not step out?
Right.
What would have happened?
You know, definitely, that's an important thing. Now, I mean, you know, we can all talk about those things where we did not step out. We
mm-hmm.
can all speak to those things where we kind of said no to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, does that negate that he's not going to try to use us again? Of
oh,
course
no.
not, because
he
never gives up on us.
Never.
He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So when we, you know, acknowledge that we missed the mark, or we missed the challenge, or we missed the opportunity to speak God's word to someone,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then we repent, we mm-hmm. move forward, because God is a God that is of, you know, that those again and again and again
mm-hmm.
chances and opportunities and forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
He's always ready to use us. He's always ready to give us another step, to give us
mm-hmm.
another task, to give us another opportunity, because there's such grace
yes.
and mercy on our lives. We're not God. We will miss it. We
that's
will
right.
miss it.
Oh,
we
yeah.
miss it. We'll miss it again.
We are humans. Yep.
That's right. That's
mm-hmm.
right. But you get to the point where you just want so much more of those victories.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be used by him. You want to be his vessel. You want to see those victories. You want to help people get out of their pit and out of their slump. You
mm-hmm.
want to be used by him when it comes to that perfect word in prayer to that will just speak that right
mm-hmm.
word at the right moment to someone that sets them free.
Amen.
And pulls them out of the pit where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, once you do that, it's like, oh, my gosh, Lord, you did show up. You really were there. Father,
yeah.
that was your word. That was your heart that you used me to speak to them. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's such joy in that. But it's also almost addictive and contagious, if you will, in that you want to be used more and more by him.
More
because,
and more and more.
Because you see how much he loves others.
Mm-hmm.
Not just ourselves, but he loves others. He wants
yes.
to use us for his heart to
yes.
show others his love
mm-hmm.
through us. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
amazing how he wants to use us to show someone else how much he loves them?
That's right. And you know what? For as many times as I have been disobedient over the years in doing the things that he has instructed me to do, he never at any time say to me, look how long I have told you to do X, Y, Z. He
mm-hmm.
never draws it back to my attention. He
That's
just
right.
takes me and let me do what he wants me to do now. And, you know, even our families, we can't say that about our family members, because they use every opportunity they get to tell us all the stuff that we have done that did not meet up with their approval.
Right.
But the one family member who never does this to us is our Heavenly Father.
Right.
It's
That's
our
right.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
He's
you, Lord.
Good. His mercy endures forever.
You know, Lynn, for those people who will be listening to this archived and they really don't understand what this Resurrection Day means for them. If you would give them a little checklist to hold themselves accountable and to step forth in faith, regardless of what the situations and the people around them are saying about them, what would that checklist look like?
Well, God, you know, first of all, you know, He paid the price for all. He paid the price for every one of us, no matter where we are in life, where we've blown it, you know, from you know, the most blessed person walking a good life to the person who has really, really blown it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He loves us all, and He's saying to us, you know, on this Resurrection Day, I paid a price for you because I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have not blown it so much that I can't forgive you, that can't extend my love to you, pull you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that resurrection power is for every single one of us.
Mm-hmm.
For wherever we're at. And, you know, it's that same one power of the Lord, but that power reaches to the far places and deep within us. And
Amen.
Some of those buried things that, you know, life causes us to just hide and put in us, you know, could be shame, could be sin, could be,
ego.
Those things that we have just been so embarrassed about. We have just not spoken about for years, but those things that have hindered our walk with Him because we just can't get beyond it. But the Lord, the power of the Lord is for those deep places that He wants to minister to.
Mm-hmm.
And all it does is take a repentant heart to come to the Lord.
Yes.
Just bearing to the Lord and just say, Lord, I need you.
That's right.
I need your presence in my life. There's, you know, I'm done with this. I'm done trying to do this on my own. I'm done trying to walk with these heavy burdens attached to me. I want freedom in you. I want to be used by you. I want to be set free. And, you know, those people, I mean, all of us need that at one time or another and will again in our lives. You know, we never fully arrive. God is always walking with us.
Amen.
And so no
matter
where you are, just allow the Lord to minister to you. Allow the Lord to just say to you, let your ears hear Him say, I love you, my child. I love you so much that you are not from me. I am with you. I am chasing after your heart, even in the midst of where you think your heart may have grown cold or you may have just turned your back to me. I'm right there. I am right there pulling and tugging you. Just turn to me. Turn to me, and I am here to love on you. I am here to forgive you. I am here to take you to the place where I have called you to be. I have set a destiny in your heart.
I have set a
destiny in your life, and it's never too late.
That's the beauty.
I've heard testimones of people in their 90s
giving
their heart to the Lord, and what happens? You know, they turn around and they're bringing salvation to their family members. Maybe whole families that never knew the Lord. It just takes one. It just takes one.
That's right.
And
that's
it's like I said, it's never too late. It's never too early either. Mm-hmm. The youngest child listening to this archive, you know, those child, oh my gosh, you know, it's nothing wonderful than the voice of a child wanting
to tell you about Jesus, right? You remember you mentioned about old people. I don't know if you recall a few weeks ago when Rick Renner was here from Russia and he was speaking about services. I don't know if you were there. He has over 1,500 seniors in one service, and these are new Christians who just found their way.
Yes.
Old people. We're not talking about young seniors. We're talking about old people.
Yes.
And I think There are so many of them in the senior ministry. They got to be alternating who comes to church when.
I remember that.
You remember that story?
That there were so many in this
so
congregation
many.
In Russia
yes.
that
yes.
they don't have the place to meet.
To
so
meet
they have
all
to
at
rotate
who
different groups.
When.
And mm-hmm. they can only get to church, was it once a month or twice
once
a month?
Once a month or
after
something
they rotate?
Like that.
You
My
know,
God.
And we're not that way here in the state.
No,
there's,
we are not.
Always opportunities to get to church and be fed
that's,
and
that's
be
right.
ministered to and serve and be part of a church and part mm-hmm. of the ministry and mm-hmm. part of those that want to teach the younger woman and the younger men and just be their mentors and be someone that could they can look to and say that you know hear the words of the Lord from wisdom that you've walked through and wisdom that you've allow the Lord to minister to you and pull you out of. You know, mm-hmm. There's nothing like a strong testimony that stirs
Amen.
The heart to
Amen.
To you know a strong testimony, if you will. I've always said, you know, it plows a field. It plows
yes.
a field so that others that come behind you with maybe the same problem in the mm-hmm. same situation can
mm-hmm.
walk freely through because you plowed a field for them.
Yeah,
in your way,
right.
and then you've turned around and you've given them God's grace and God's mercy to hear your testimony and reap the victory of how God got
mm-hmm.
you through and you were victorious. And then you can, as a younger person maybe caught in the same situation, can hear that wisdom and say, okay, I'm going to reap the blessing of this person that I'm
mm-hmm.
hearing.
Mm-hmm.
from their testimony,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to go through all of this other path. I'm going to go straight and let the Lord just take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
this is why it is so important for us all to know what our stories are and
right.
tell our stories. Tell them and tell them well.
That's
because
right.
that's what's going to bring people. It's
that's
not
right.
all the sugar coating and all the decoration. It's your story.
That's
because
right.
when I can tell you what he has done for me, not what I see he do for somebody else, as
yes.
much as what he has done for me, that's what
right.
is going to help you to understand
that's
the
right.
real person. And he's so generous.
You know, and you know, there's no new thing under the sun when it comes to that. You know, whatever you're dealing with, other people have been through it before.
Been there,
and,
done that, they say, right?
And you just want to be around people that have gotten the victory.
Amen.
You want to be encouraged. You
Courage.
Want to surround
That's right.
yourself
That's right. That's
with
right.
people that have gotten the victory. So
mm-hmm.
no matter what you're in, whether it's a sickness or you know, a divorce
mm-hmm.
or a problem with a child or a loved one, you want to get yourself around people that
mm-hmm.
have gotten the victory in that.
That's right.
And
so
you
want to
glean
start.
From them. You
mm-hmm.
want to glean God because, first of all, you're going to hear encouraging words. You're not going to hear,
right.
You're not going to put yourself in environments where you're mm-hmm. just hearing, oh, it's me. And you know, there
mm-hmm.
is, well, you know,
mm-hmm.
I did this and, you know, I did that. And, you know, there's no other way out of it. That doesn't do you no good.
That's right.
You need to put yourself in a midst of people that will encourage you, amidst of people that have gotten the victory. And
mm-hmm.
what greater way than in our local churches is to,
mm-hmm.
to that, you know, I'm sure that's why God said don't forsake assembling yourselves together.
That's right.
Because he made us to need each other.
That's right. The fellowship,
we need
fellowship
each other.
Is important. Lynn, I want you to hold on because I'm sure you have a lot more to say. But I just feel moved to play this song, Nothing But the Blood, right now. So just hold on.
Okay.
Your blood speaks a better word than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. It's righteousness for me. It stands in my defense. Jesus, it's your blood. Your blood speaks in better words than all the empty claims I've heard upon this earth. Speaks righteousness for me. It stands a mighty fence. Jesus, it's your blood. Walk in and wash away.
And, you know, a lot of times we go around and we're looking for other people's approval.
Right.
And, you know, it holds us hostage. And we need to understand the power of his blood.
That's right.
The power of his blood. Nothing but his blood can cleanse us. And that's all we need. And even when the enemy and even some people who are supposed to be dear to us keep throwing these things back in our faces, we can pull this song out.
That's
and
right.
We can know what this song has said for us.
You know, Daphne, in Matthew 26, 28, it mm-hmm. says, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Mm.
And it's that new covenant
yes.
that he wanted to shed the blood for us for. And what is a covenant? It's like a contract.
Yes.
We enter in with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's that promise that he paid the price for us so that we can be with him, that mm-hmm. we can be reconciled back to God, that we can take that blood that he shed for us and enter into that new covenant, which he said was for us. I mean, he didn't just do it just to do it.
That's right.
He shed that blood for us, mm-hmm. for this new covenant, so that we will have the way back to the Lord, that we mm-hmm. can commune with our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for the remission of sins, because
yes.
sin stood in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Sin stood in the way prior to that didn't allow us to be worthy, to mm-hmm. be able to be with our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
But with that price that was paid, we can now have free access to our Creator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a wonderful, you know, when you really understand the depth of the price of the blood was for
mm-hmm.
a covenant for
That's
all
right.
of mankind.
That's
it's
right.
really awesome that it's for all of mankind. It's even more awesome when you understand it was for you personally.
Exactly. Because he has done something that none of us would have done.
Right.
None of us would have done that. Have our only child and
right.
give the we would
Jesus
not
would
have
done,
done
it
that.
If it was only for one of us. That's the
right.
awesome thing.
That's right. If it was even for one, they would still have done that.
That's
and
right.
as we look back, as you so rightfully said, it
yes.
is for all of mankind. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter the language you speak. It doesn't matter. It's for each and every one of us. We have equal rights.
That's right.
That he has done it. It is already done, and we just need to embrace and accept it.
That's right.
I want to welcome guest 12010 to the room. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And we are having a dialogue around Resurrection Day and what it means for you personally. And if there are any special practices that you have been doing in your family or in your culture, we want for you to call and share that with us as well. Just to get into the whole mix, I was sharing at the top of the hour that this was the second year that I was invited to be part of a Seder meal that's put on by the Masinkas. And it's just an amazing experience to know all the different things that different families have been doing. So we have 28 minutes remaining in this segment. So remember, calling. We want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. So anything else that you would like to say, Lynn? Any other light that you want to shed? Oh, I want to ask you. I know you have been on this walk for many years. But what have some of the advantages that you have gotten out of embracing what the Lord has done for you?
Well, he set my heart ablaze. He set my feet a-walking.
Woo!
He set my tongue a-talking. You know, he has set me free. And it's a great joy to be loved by him.
Yes.
It's a great joy to know his love. It's a great joy to know that I'm important to him.
Mm-hmm.
And, and there's nothing special about me in the world but knowing
mm-hmm.
that I'm special to him. And
that's what
I would like to leave with your listeners
mm-hmm.
is they are special to him, too.
That's right.
They are special. They are deeply loved. They
mm.
are his beloved,
yes.
who he runs after.
Mm.
And you know, just to leave you with knowing the price that God paid for him and what we celebrate this weekend, the price that was paid.
Mm.
But it's because they are so immensely loved.
Yes. That's
and just to say in their quiet time,
mm-hmm.
maybe this evening or maybe today or tomorrow in their quiet time, to just meditate and bask in how much he loves them,
mm-hmm.
and really get a new level of understanding
mm-hmm.
of his love for mm-hmm. them personally.
Mm-hmm.
And just take it
one day at a time. And if you find out that one day is too much, take it half an hour at a time.
That's right.
Take it 15 minutes at a time.
That's
you know,
right.
they say you can eat an elephant one bite at a time. So don't get overwhelmed with everything. One little baby step will
right.
get you there.
Yes.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, my sister, for calling in.
Thank you, Daphne, for having me on.
It was a pleasure to have you on, and just enjoy the rest of your Resurrection Day.
You too, Daphne. God bless you.
God bless you too, my sister.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, you just heard me with Lynn Bricker, who is one of my... I think I can safe to call her mentor, because I probably haven't even told her that before. But She's just an amazing woman of God. I remember some years ago when I didn't have a car and I rode with her to church. That time we used to go to the church. The church was in Danbury. And just in conversation with her, I've learned so much from her that has helped me to build on my spiritual walk, to help me to know that you can step out in faith. It is safe. It is safe to just step out and do what you are called to do. You don't need to wait around to get it all, to get all the pieces in place. You can just begin where you are. She's an amazing woman of God. She is a prophetic woman. She's an intercessory prayer warrior. She is just such a blessing. And I tell you something, you look at her, she's just so humble. You wouldn't stop to think how anointed and how spirit-filled she is. But I tell you, she is amazing. She is amazing. She's powerful, and I am so blessed to call her sister, to call her spiritual mentor, and most of all, to call her friend. And she is a child of God. So I want to remind you, call in, please. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I'm going to try to see if I can get a couple more songs in. I'm going to play Lamb of God.
and I need you more and more each day.
You know, it's just a wonderful thing to know that wherever we are, because he is omnipresent, we can call him as often as we need him. And it doesn't matter where you are, we can all call on him at the same time, and he's going to be there for us. We don't have to go to the bottom of the list. We don't have to wait until our turn comes again. We just need to call him. Call him, let him know we need him, and he will be there for us. I want you to know that you still have time to call in. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And we are having conversation on Resurrection Day. What does it mean for those of us who embrace it, acknowledge it, and celebrate it? Yes, he's risen. Hallelujah. He is risen indeed. So give me a call, please. Let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. You are listening to the Dynamic Daphne on this Resurrection Day. And while I wait for you to call, I just want to interject that this coming Wednesday morning, I will be joined by the amazing, brilliant guru, Simon T. Bailey, from 10 until 11. Trust me, if you are looking to release your brilliance, you need to be listening to that show and listen to it live. You don't want to miss Simon. You don't want to miss Simon T. Bailey. And he is going to be in conversation with the Dynamic One on Wednesday the 27th from 10 until 11 a.m. And I'm still waiting to confirm our second guest who is going to be here. So we are coming down to the wire. Call me, 646-915-8166. Let me hear, what does Resurrection Day mean for you? Are any special practices or rituals that you have in your family that represents Easter for you? I know it's just so beautiful to see all the little girls in their nice little Easter dresses. I was looking at my friend Sadie today, and she had the most gorgeous fuchsia Easter dress on, and she is just so precious, and it's amazing. And oh, I forgot to wear my Easter hat today, so I didn't wear an Easter hat, but I wore my red dress for resurrection, you know, just a bit of celebration. I said to somebody, oh, I saw you in church, but you didn't see me. And she said, who would not see you in that red dress? We saw you. And I guess that's my way of just celebrating the Resurrection Day, and said, he is risen, he's risen. And on top of he rising, I am free. I am free. My chains are loosed. And I'm so glad that he tossed the lock and the key way out in the ocean, because I don't swim. I don't like my hair to be wet unless it's been shampooed. So I'm not going out there to dig that lock up. So I'm free, and I'm free indeed, and I'm going to be free for the rest of my life because of what my Savior has done for me. So please call me, 646-915-8166. And let's talk about what this day means for you. So I'm going to squeeze one more song in here, In Christ Alone. Did I play that one already? know, I need to say Happy Easter. It's kind of late now in the evening, but I'm still going to do that. Happy Easter to all my listeners. I don't know if people all over the world celebrate Easter, but if you don't, I'm still saying Happy Easter to all of my 30 plus thousand listeners and supporters that I have here on the show. And I do pray that today was the best Easter you ever experienced. And I have some special friend down in Florida, Dorothy, Maveling, Asnet, Pat Keith Johnson. In Jamaica, I just reconnected with a good friend, Lorraine Grizzle. My family and my friend, my son, Givante, his girlfriend, my auntie, Christine Dexter, my brother and his wife, Desmond and Maveline, my niece, Cheryl, in Puerto Rico, my niece in Canada, Andre, my nephew in Florida, Carl Clark, my nephew in Barbados, Wayne, and the mighty Jing Su, my nephew in Jamaica. Happy Easter to all of you, and I just pray you didn't eat too much bun and cheese. And I'm doing so much better on my eating habits, and just trying to eat healthy, because I remember when at Easter time I would be putting away a whole bun by myself. But now you got to be careful, you know, just everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. Everything in moderation. But, you know, the most important thing that I'm happy about today for is that Christ is risen, and because of that, I don't have to live in any doubt, any worry, and any fear, because he's risen. And he has risen indeed to enhance and empower my life, that I can continue to walk on the path towards the journey that he has called me to be on. So you still have time to call if you're listening. Call in at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I want to thank guest 9711 for hanging in for the duration of the show. And I wanted to encourage others to listen to the show. If you have not yet marked the show favorite, please mark the show favorite so that you can be informed of who we are having on when. And I pray that this was your best resurrection day. And we just pray that something that has been said on this show from our callers, we had two female callers, Lynn and Alicia. We just pray that something that either or both of them have said has helped you in some way to know that you are worthy. You are indeed worthy. By his grace, you are worthy of everything, every bit of it. The best of the best, because you are royalty. You are the king's child. And he will not hold anything away from you. He's not going to deprive you. He's not going to pull it away. He's not going to say you're in time out, you're not getting anything because you did X, Y, and Z to the last thing. He wants you to live life. But most of all, he wants you to live it abundantly. And that's what I love about it. He does not want us to live it in mediocrity. He wants us to live it abundantly. And what a rewarding thought. To know that he don't want to give you a little bit, not a little slice, not the crumb, not the crust. He wants to pile it on. He wants to give it all to us. And all we need to do is to accept it. Accept it. You know, this is just a rewarding thing to know that there is nothing that I can do that will have him take his love away from me. It's never going to happen because he loves me unconditionally. He's not going to take away anything from me. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever he's going to take away, because once he gives it, it is already mine. He already gave his life. And what other precious gift he could have given? That's his life. He gave that for me, and that there was the assurance that he would rise again on the third day, and he did. And that's enough for me. That is confirmation. It is affirmation. It is reassurance for me to know that he is indeed worthy of my love and my trust, because the love I can give him is nothing in comparison to what he has been giving me. So I do pray that this Resurrection Day segment has deposited just a little spark in your life, and that next Resurrection Day, when we do the show again, you can call in and say, last Resurrection Day, I was not experiencing his love, but I'm calling in today to say, because of something that was said on that show in 2011, I can call now and I can share my testimony or my story with you. Another powerful thing that happened today at our church, we all had a little square of paper in, and we were all given an opportunity to put all our baggage, one main baggage that was holding us back, or for those of us who had more than one, to put it on there, and a second offering was taken up. And we just gave those offerings, and they were prayed over. And to know that we are free, yes, we are free, and we are free indeed. I want to thank you for spending your Easter Sunday evening with me. And for those of you who did not get back from the feast in time, I want you to just catch it on the archive and share it with as many people as you can. I want you to hold on to this thought that you are free. You are free. You are free indeed, because he is risen. And because of that reason, you can accomplish all of the destiny that he has called you to. Be blessed and follow your destiny.
Yeah. you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. That I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to praise him. Hallelujah.